Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You have to find perfection. Every one of you who has anxiety and fear is a sign that you have lost your way. And drugs are not the answer to the loss of what life is all about. The life that is true is within you and not outside you. You cannot create your own story. You cannot create your own goal without suffering from it. Because if you want to discuss this with me, I'd be happy to do that. The more you create a goal and you work towards it, with a certain amount of excitement attached to that. But damned if you get it, because when you get there, if you do, you're going to start to feel anxiety. But you won't know what the anxiety is all about. The anxiety is you're moving away from your purpose in life. I'll quote you a scripture. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. He knoweth what you need before you ask. He'll write the story, and you will not know what the next thing is going to come upon you. What kind of pain or suffering? What kind of pressure? What kind of hindrance? You don't know what's next coming. But if you are whole, you are ready for it. I mean, deeply, deeply unconscious, but unconscious of what you're about to do and say that will deal with imperfect people perfectly. But you're just as unconscious of what is happening through you. Being healed, standing up for what's right, and making your world a better place. You don't know where it's coming from. I do. I know where it's coming from. I can hear my mouth opening and closing. And I can see, hear what I'm saying. And I've said it before in many different ways. But it's all fresh and new. And what isn't fresh and new is the one thing that makes things every fresh and new is learning to claim salvation. And when you have salvation, you know you have it and you cannot be intimidated. That the intimidator will die trying. And if I can have an America like that, and I can give that to you, I can share it with you, I can show you where it is, because you already have it, you just lost it by reacting, overreacting. You need to deal with the stressor. That's the tempter. And he will inflict upon you. He will inflict upon you harm. There's another word for it. I can't think of that word. But it will inflict upon you some kind of harm. And there's a name for it. And darned if I can't give it. It's a simple word. When you are bruised inside your mind. That is what you all have. And those bruises are made of thoughts and feelings. A mingling of thoughts and feelings that keep repeating themselves, looking for a solution. It creates an anxiety inside you that looks for a solution, but you're always looking for it in the wrong places. It will always draw you to the wrong places. And if it wasn't for that, you see, well, maybe I shouldn't say it that way. What you're looking for is almost impossible to find in the world anywhere. There's a little Jewish boy sitting here talking to you that didn't have to change his religion. That means Jesus, right? Didn't have to change my religion to be a Christian. in a manner of speaking, because he's not a Christian. There's no such thing as Judaism. It's fulfillment through Judaism. Even the Jewish people, before Jesus came, was that if you believe he's coming, it'll be counted for as righteousness, even though he wasn't here. That's the truth, because you asked the question. See, they knew. And the good ones recognized him when he came. I recognize him. Do you recognize him in me? That's the question. Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, if you were listening to me in the first 5 minutes, I was saying, I'm looking for a word that is hypnotic. The word is traumatic. Your trauma is a hypnotic state. The shock of cruelty. The shock of injustice. And the shock of injustice can come from people, your own parents, who don't know that they're unjust. They see there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them. And little children are able to see something wrong with their own parents, but the parents are not. And so when the children who come into their lives, not everybody, but all too many, I'm sorry to say. When the kids can see something wrong with you, immediately are threatened. And you don't know, you're getting impatient with your kids because they see that you're out of order. They see your impatience. And they react to your impatience because they're small, little. And so are you when you were small and little. And they talk to you with impatience or cruelty and don't see it as in cruelty, thinking it's just making you mind and helping you to be a better person, giving you discipline. It's all bullcucky. All of it. We're going to be talking about these things tonight. The only thing is, when I get rambunctious like this, I don't get any callers. And that dissuades me from going deeply into a person, which is essential to this program. So if a person calls me with any kind of problem, usually anxiety or drink too much or smoke too much, whatever it is, whatever it is, it's all linked to one thing, your lack of faith. Even if you think you have faith, you haven't. You got the faith of your preacher that pumps you up when you go to church. And you're a churchaholic. Now, I don't go to any church. I couldn't stand my own church, which was, you know, synagogue. I just laughed. I said, this is religion? They spoke in a language I didn't understand, and when I did understand, they were just jabbering about stuff. And they're just teaching you. I remember when I was a kid, I'm just going to share with this. I was 7 or 8 years old going to Friday night, like Sunday, for Christians. So the rabbi was saying, well, thou shalt not commit murder. I didn't understand the rest of it. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. I can understand that. You know, I thought I did anyway. But when it came to certain things that I was aware of, thou shalt not commit murder, you should not steal. Just a minute. I'm 7 or 8 years old. I said, Rabbi, why are you teaching me this? And the rabbi said, well, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. And I said, but Rabbi, how can I argue with you? How can you argue with me? Because how do I know you are right? I'm just not an empty vessel. I know right from wrong. And I hear you saying, don't steal, don't commit murder. Why are you telling me that? I know that already. And he came up to me, and I see his face in my face as red as a beetroot. A beet. Red. Breathing heavy. In my face. I didn't flinch. He just withdrew. And it's the same thing with Einstein, for example. His teacher hated him. I mean, tried to demoralize him, degrade him. When he finally finished his course, he goes to the man and says, teacher, that is, why did you treat me this way? And he says, because you exist. It's like ISIS kind of thing. Don't you see, in this country we have people like that. We got too many people like that. And these are the rapists. And I'll tell you who rapists are. But I tell you this, it makes it very difficult for me to sit behind a microphone and you suck in your thumb. I know that you may like or dislike what I say, but nobody ever challenges me. You can't. Because I'm right in what I'm saying. I'm absolutely correct in what I'm saying. I'm going to be absolutely correct in what I'm about to say about rape. It's not just a sexual thing. I want you to listen carefully. There are rapists who are psychopathic enough. I mean, especially teachers, the kind of teachers we have today in the unions and the kind of professors we have in universities have displaced the real ones. Those are rapists. And they are psychopathic enough to feel that their victims benefit from being violated. It's called teaching. And the wounded kids lap it up. And they give them a good mark for teaching them crap. See? So they grow up to be Americans, how can I say it? They grow up to be communists who think they're Americans because they're born here. That's what I wanted to say. So there's sexual rape is not the only kind there is. One can rape the soul, mind, and body with religion, with education, just as much as with drugs. Rape is not only rape when it's forced and violence. Seduction is also rape, whereby through deception you find yourself or in yourself what is not supposed to be there. Does anybody want to give me a call? 800-866-8883. And please support my program, and even if you don't like what I'm saying, it will disturb you enough to get you to lose some sleep. I hope it does. Because there's a dark side in everybody, some darker than others. And so therefore, the less darker you are, the easier it is for you to see me, where I'm coming from. So there are classes of social psychopaths who, like the sex rapist, it's very similar, feel they're doing you a service when they violate you with education, religion, politics, and medicine. Yes, It comes in all forms. Pretty soon they're all that way. Never used to be in my England, you know, good place it was when I was growing up. And when I came to America, I didn't know that because I was in the diamond business. But when I went into the hypnosis business and when I took my knowledge to the country with my first station, I encountered tremendous resistance to what I was saying. Charlatan, 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 they cried in every way as possible. All those in the media, the left-wing media, who are communists who think they're Americans. Do you understand that? I understand you don't know any better. And there's one of you who could ever argue with me. You can have one-on-one with me anytime you want to. Put me on the stage. Last time I was on the stage with a psychiatrist, you know, as my opposition, and then you have the mediator. He ran off the stage in 2 minutes. He couldn't handle it. And I don't know about you. I hope you can. I hope you can appreciate it because you're my people. See, you're God's people. There are classes of social psychopaths, I said, that see rapists rape and feel like they're doing the service when they violate you, as I said, with that religion or education and politics and even medicine these days. You're raped by it because you become so demoralized that the only relief you have, which feels like salvation, is medicine. And whether it's legal medicine or illegal, it's medicine. And none of them work. And if they do work, you live longer to become more wrong. I always say longer, wronger. See, the benefit of rape, whether by education, seduction, or sudden violent pressure, is the special creation of a new identity and reality for the victim. Once violated, the victim tends to cling to the vile rapists of all kinds for reassurance, for escape from their anxiety and guilt for reacting to them, and for hating them and love hating them. Love, hate, hate, love. Hate, you never heard the hate-love syndrome? Hate is hate, and so is love. It's a lie. And in the end, you find out that the lover is a liar, and then you hate. See? And so it goes. So we tend to look for reassurance to escape, and for identity reinforcement. But we're looking for the more of ourselves. We're looking for love in all the wrong places, because we lost it to the world, like the gambler loses to the casino. So he has to go back to the casino to get what he lost. But it's not the money he lost. It was his soul. That's what he's going back to the casino for. He thought he got something. He thought he's a first-time winner, a lucky winner. And he thinks he's got something. Like marriage, you think you got something. Or getting a girlfriend, you think you're a winner, don't you? No, you're a loser. And you find that out later. All of a sudden, you feel the anxiety, and you want more sex. And you want more serving us as we become a diminishing nation of virtue. Okay, we're going to take some calls. 800-866-8883.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, this breaks for all stations, yes, but we're going to take a call, and then I'll do some begging to get you to support the program. I shouldn't have to, should I? But if you see you get a benefit from this, it's only because someone was gracious and supports my program and says, listen, I've got mine. Here's the money. And make sure other people get it. That is good because nobody knows who you are. You'll never know who gave me the money to pay the bills to speak to you. And you need to do the same thing if I help you. That's fair. Okay, let's talk to John in Arizona. Hello, John. Is it Arizona? Arkansas.
It's Arkansas.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
All right. So when I was in second grade, I just had a psychotic teacher. I mean, she was absolutely psychotic.
Most of them are.
Yeah, she would come into class, and she'd just start screaming her head off sometimes. She was, I don't know, a little sleepy from the day before. I don't know. Which reminds me, there's this psychotic hairdresser that I go to. Actually, I need to go pay her a bill. I'll be right. I'll call you back.
I thought I was going to have a nice conversation with him. But let me continue my dialogue in a manner of speaking. So, what I was saying before, I said roughly that rape, whether it's by seduction or violent pressure, is the special creation of a new identity for you, or an identity that comes from you overreacting to the injustice. If you hate injustice, you become injustice. You become unjust, can't help yourself. Even if you try to make things right, you do it in the wrong way, you do more harm than good. And people will take you, they see you over eager to do nice things for them. They see that as a weakness. And then they run away from you if they're sensible. And if they're mischievous, they will reel you in. And then you think you're doing good, and then all of a sudden, up pops the devil. And now you've got a real problem you can't get out of. You start to hate the fact that they've been using you all the time. And then you get the upset makes you guilty. Because when you feel, then you feel as, so instead of having done good, you've played into the hands of the devil, so to speak. And now you're in a mess. And how do you react to that? With anger. So, what's the anger do for you? Well, it seems to make you want to fight. But that doesn't help you at all. What it really does is to continue the mistaken journey of trying to be even nicer. See, psychopaths pride themselves in being creators of sick realities, for sick personalities, all the while pretending to enrich your life, and it looks like love. The pusher is your lover. He rises to the occasion of your need. The doctor. Now, not all doctors, but most these days, they're really bad. They're getting worse and the good ones are disappearing. So the doctors that have been bred and born under the auspices of Obama are killers of the old. 500,000 people die because of, well, not being there in time, holding back the medicine. Because I experienced it myself, so I almost got murdered in hospital 3 times. But the interesting thing is, I survived it all by the blessings of my Creator, and I've learned a lot about medicine, and medicine is so simple. You only have to learn just a few little things about yourself. You know, and I'm not going to go, you need to know your blood pressure. And, you know, you need to know how much oxygen you're taking in. And you need to know what to eat, in a sense. And you need, there's lots of things. I can't go into it right now. I need to write a book on it. But you'll find that you'll discover all these things yourself. You see that problem of life is you're born into a psychotic realm consisting of halfway decent people. When I say halfway, because they're just as much part of the problem unintentionally, while those up there in Washington, they know exactly what they're doing. It's like politics is another form of warfare. See, that's what it is. And so that's why there's wars. And we're working towards a war now. If I was to give you advice whether you should join the army right now under this animal that's your president, this psychotic guy, psychopathic personality who pretends to be your friend and lover and is demoralizing you and debasing you. And you've got to be very careful not to overreact to that, because you'll lose your ability to speak up, and most of you have, because the whole country is mostly politically correct, which is the result of your reactions to authorities. See? And then these bad authorities. Every now and then you get a nice teacher. Every now and then you find a nice doctor. But they're rare. And you die. And so you get violated and raped. Raped by education. See? Afraid of the truth, all psychotic victims are the same. They are fascinated with the reassurances of evil people, being drawn hypnotically towards the familiar spirit that makes them legal prey. A bad conscience makes temptation, every one of them, attractive. Victims are drawn like moths to a candle because the violently implanted identity craves the comfort of the rapist parent or person that gave it life inside you. And seeking refuge from the psychopath, you become involved with others because that's the only thing you know how to, but draws you. It pulls you. You know when you have doubt, it becomes an upside-down faith, and you know how much power faith has even when it's upside down. You will believe that a lie is the truth. And even though you might be aware that it's a lie, you cannot help but be pulled towards it. It's called doubt. Unless you find something called understanding, a person like myself speaking with respect to that, there's no salvation, no escape from the wicked shepherd, letter of the law, authorities. The syndrome I'm referring to is like having a fight with a woman and making up in bed. Any violation of violence or pressure or tease has a way of making itself familiar. Being raped is like undergoing a psychotic jiu-jitsu trip. You fall, you cling to what tripped you, because that's all that's left to give you support, and you fall harder. You fall in love harder and harder until you're dead, with all kinds of misery, sickness, diseases, and looking out for every kind of relief you can, and there isn't any except salvation. I'm Roy Masters. Well, I just want to, before I continue, is to remind you that I'm speaking by virtue of the fact that people support my program. And there's only just about a small amount of time before you lose your country, because you're lost sheep anyway. And you're all too many of you are like that. And you can see them. You see the violence and the cities catching on fire and the attacks on police and things like that, demoralizing them. This is all part of a system that will demoralize you. This is what the meaning is, fundamental transformation. This is what you got. This is what, if you had intuition, if you had any common sense, you would have seen this a long time ago. You would have seen it ahead and you would have avoided this. Not only did you vote him in once, you voted him in twice, you stupid idiots. And now you've got another washerwoman. Oh, isn't it wonderful to have a woman president? Stupid fools. All she is a basket case, a washerwoman with a lot of money. And a person with a lot of money glows. You'd love to be around with a person with a lot of money. You want to have the favor of a person with a lot of money. You figure some of that will rub off on you. Come off it. Now, the principle of what I've been speaking about all evening, let me give you the phone number. 800-866-8883. I know what I'm saying is controversial, but I'm dead on. And you, that those of you who are Americans, really Americans all the way through, you understand me. I tell you, you Christians that belong to different varieties, I can't find the word for it, but you all got different varieties, and you've got teachers, rabbis, they're raping you. You believe that God loves you, don't you, right? Now, I can tell you that's rape, because you don't understand what love is. It means to you, see, I make it very clear, that you can love somebody as they are. And God doesn't love you as you are. He loves you from what you are. So when a preacher says God loves you, you all feel very satisfied because it's just words and you don't have the meaning of it. So God doesn't love you as you are. He loves you from what you are. And that's why you have a conscience. And that's why you think your conscience is the enemy. Because the devil has displaced him. The dark side, or whatever it is in that preacher, has displaced you and he's raped your mind. And you become addicted to going to church. And if you don't go to church, you feel guilty. Just like the drug addict or the drunk. He feels guilty if he doesn't drink. So on and so forth. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. The country's finished. You got 80%, almost 80% divorces. The kids are running the streets. Is hell's about to break loose?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I actually have been continuing my subject of rape because the last couple of days I've been also discussing what rape is. And you really have to go back to these other programs and to listen to this if it interests you. But surely it's enough to understand that when you are teased or seduced, you're raped, violated. It's called temptation. And then you have, then what's in you has to be loved by what made you in its image. And what has displaced you, in other words, you have the holy sitting on the throne of the unholy. The unholy sitting on the throne of the holy. The devil made me say that. So this principle applies to everything in life, especially in education. There's the danger. The dangerous place in America today is your public schools. I've been screaming and yelling for years, and it's so bad. It got so bad. I can't express it. But when I see Ritalin and Prozac administered to the kids, because to make them focus, it's insanity, and you don't see it. You should have surrounded the schools. Okay. You miserable creatures. You know what? I have to take a call. Frederick. Hello, Frederick in California.
Hi, Roy.
Hello, Bean.
Hey, Roy, you stirred something up in me, and I'm a meditator now for probably about 9 months.
Yes.
And I've been listening to you for about a year, and you've talked about feminism.
Yes.
And now I'm a little concerned because I've had, I've been divorced for about 2 years, and my wife left me. But I recognized after the divorce,
yes,
more and more I was making these excuses, and these excuses became, which I believe are lies, but they became more and more, I became better and better at this lying.
And after a while, it's the truth.
Yeah.
It is. It's like you naturally speak it as you speak the truth.
I'm realizing now that it was, it was self-hypnosis, really.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Yeah. You see, because you don't give yourself an excuse. I'll give you an example, shall I?
Yeah.
So, a little boy steals 50 cents from his dad's dresser, night dressing. And then he says, "Hey, Johnny, did you take that money?" He says, "No, Jerry made me do it." Or he say no, and give some other excuse.
Yeah.
But that is that in Chinese is the same in Chinese. In other words, every excuse everybody has, there's only just a certain amount of them, and then they all come together as a person that speaks freely in the gobbledygook of excuse language, and they all think and so what you have is nothing else but a bunch of zombies, people who just have got words and can excuse everything. And if you challenge those things, they will feel offended because they think their lies are truth. See? And then you come under criticism, under a barrage of cruelty or whatever, and you have to learn to stand your ground, because that now those words are, they come fast and furious, and especially in educated people, they have thousands of ways of screwing your head and making you whirl. They talk so fast and change the subject. They know how to maneuver all that and get to you. All you have to learn to do is just watch the moon. The whole idea is to put your light out and put themselves in you. See that?
Roy, am I overdoing it as I'm hearing what you're saying now? Because one of the things that I did was actually sort of retreat, dropped a bunch of my friends,
Oh, attaboy, that's the idea. You're beginning to see your friends are fiends. You'll lose them automatically.
Yes, rather than engage necessarily a lot of the associations.
Yeah, what's going to happen is you're going to be drawn to nicer people. You'll see.
Yeah.
If you stay there, your goose is cooked forever. You want to you need to lose those friends because they were only supporting your nuts, crazy nut case, right? They're supporting you.
Yeah,
thieves and thieves and robbers. Thieves and robber loves thieves and robbers. They reinforce each other.
And I felt like it was a cycle of...
Hold a second a minute. Hold a second.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, you could be married to a woman or a man who is that way. If you are honest with, when you see that what you've married, your life is in danger. But if you have children, you don't want to run. So you tend to be so corralled there. And so there is a way of dealing with these people who think they speak the truth and speak for God and all the rest of it, all that hypocrisy and craziness, and who are offended when you speak up to them or hold your soul quiet and make them feel uncomfortable and not let them get to you. That's all you need to do most times, rather than be tempted to fight back and to argue back because you get caught in a whirlpool. See that?
I do. And Roy, I've recognized now, sort of reflecting back, and as these things have come up through meditation, I can observe, my own faults and flaws.
That's the idea. That's, you got it. And they go away.
I'm curious that, that these, that I'm typecast, and I've recognized that too. And I'm also seeing, around me all these people that are, making excuses, lying, cheating, whatever it is. And they do it in such subtle ways.
Of course.
It was hard to imagine that I, in many ways, that I was asleep or I was hypnotized.
That's right.
To recognize it or programmed not to. So I guess because I've been woman-centered, or I was woman-centered.
That will do it.
I'm just, sticking with the meditation, but any other, any advice about shoring that up in regards
No, it will take its time, and it's you are rewarded. See, the reward begins like this. The light shines, and it's not just an ordinary light. Like, light is magical enough. Without light, we'd all be dead. But we have to have a sun, so therefore we have to go back to see how our sun is made. So God makes the sun, and he's the light of our life.
Yes.
He's the illuminator of our inner self. And so as you are willing to wake up, the light shines. And what does it shine on? It shines on your faults very clearly. But you receive this with joy. Oh, I never thought I was doing that before. Oh my God, these people are not my friends, they're my adversaries, they're enemies. I've been loving them, and they've been loving me, and it's kept me in this trance. And my traumas, all my traumas are going, getting stronger, because if somebody loves you as you are, everything that's wrong with you is reinforced. Don't you see that? Everything. Your disease, everything. Your drinking, your drugs. You're lying. Just being with them and being supported by them and not speaking up to them.
Thieves and robbers, yeah.
I can tell you, I have a house in Ventura, California. A gang moved in. And there's an empty lot, and then there's a house, and they moved into that house, and they would urinate and defecate in and shoot up in the empty lot.
Oh.
So the neighborhood had gotten down the streets with their cars going, they make their cars go up and down. I don't know what you call that. But it just is a dead end street. I would go to the neighbors. They wouldn't do anything, just cowardly people. And so one day, they were all milling around, about 20 or 30 of them. And I said, "Hey, who's your boss? Who's your leader?" I shouted to them. And my wife is on the curb and with my kids, and my wife is going, "Roy, Roy." No. I said, "Listen to the story." So anyway, you know, I'm a hypnotist. You know, I practice it. I'm an expert on the subject. And these people are easy to hypnotize, these sick people. And so he approaches me, the big guy, and he's the boss. And we stand face to face, like what is it, that movie? What's the name of the movie? Never mind, it's standing face to face.
There's a showdown, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Just face to face. I says, you people have to go out of here. And there's nothing you can do to hurt me, because I have knowledge of how to control your mind. And I know how to make you do exactly what I want you to do. And he says, oh, you can. He starts to talk to me, which is a mistake. I create a reaction. I said, well, and anger is your weakness, isn't it? He says, yes, it's not a weakness, it's my strength. I said, okay, are you mad at me? Yes, I am. Well, why don't you get more angry, you stupid fool? And he starts to get angry and raises his hands. I could see that fist coming up. I said, that's what I want you to do. And his fist stopped in the air. He couldn't move his arm.
Wow.
He was hypnotized.
Yep.
And in that state, I did it to him. And then he ran away with his arm in the air. And the time he got to his motorcycle, it went away, and he ran like he'd seen a ghost. He had the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And then I called out to the rest of them, who's next? But they didn't hear the conversation. They didn't understand why their leader ran away. And the next day, they're all gone. One man can make a difference. You'll be able to do that one day. You'll have strength that you didn't know you had. You'll speak up. Let me give you one more. I'm a young man, very young man, not married, about 21. I'm in Africa. And Africa is not a fair place. It wasn't then that the black population could not speak up, and so therefore the white guys could do what they long, and you couldn't stand up. I didn't know all that. I didn't know roughly what it was. I'll tell you the story after the break, and we'll see the point. It's got to be everywhere. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you a story, one of thousands. All right, I'll just finish it off, and then I'll make a pitch for you to support my program. So I'm just 21 years old, maybe just a little over 20. I just got out of the military, and I came to Africa. I was my uncle was 1,000 miles away. I was waiting for the train to go to the Karoo Desert, 1,000 miles at least. So, I'm looking at a diamond in a jewelry store window. I'm just waiting for the train. And you know, that's my business. I'm a diamond cutter by profession. And so, a Kaffir, they call them. I can't remember exactly what tribe it was, but a black gentleman. I always think of him as a black person is just as much a gentleman as I am. So he's looking in the window, and this Afrikaner who hates Jews and blacks approaches him and starts to intimidate him. So I knew what was up. So I got between the black gentleman and these Afrikaner. And I don't care how big he was. I said, if you wanted to hit him, you have to come through me. Nothing happened. He walks away. But those are the things that happen on the spur of the moment, and you have to be ready for it. And you have to give your all for it. you know, with certain regulations of wisdom. See that? But I know a lot of people who would just watch that and let it happen. They just got off the boat. So what happens is that black man, gentlemen, could see in his heart that not all white people are wicked. If it's only that one person, God loves you. Am I right, Frederick?
Yes.
Okay. Don't go away, be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Our program number is, there's only two phone numbers. I think it's 8336. Is that correct? That's correct. So, Frederick, look, if that was in America, see, which was a minute, it was in America when I came here, but it was in the South and I wasn't in the South, I would have done the same thing.
Yes.
I would have done the same thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand by a person. I don't know how big the crowd would be. I've taken on crowds. I've taken on 100. But you can't do that unless God is with you. Wasn't it Samson who took the ox, the skeleton of an ox, head skeleton of an ox, and he fought the Philistines. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Jawbone of an ox, yeah.
That's jawbone of an ox, yes. And he just swashed here and smashed there, and he did what he had to do. You have to have that quality. You have to, with some wisdom, and not rushing into something without having the discernment becoming a driving force. A natural driving, what that was in both cases was an effortless driving force that did the right thing for the right reason without any effort of my own self. Even when I took on 100, there's another story to that. That was in South Africa too. All by myself there, see. But the thing is, you can't allow anyone to get away with it. And it doesn't mean to say that you have to say something or fight. Just your presence shuts them up.
Right.
You haven't heard and listened to this program. I've been on the air for 55 years. Where are my adversaries? Just talking about me behind my back. Cowards. And of course, lots of people who are mentally ill believe it. Without even knowing me, they'd believe it. Oh, do you have Roy Masters? Oh, I heard he's a cult leader. Get it?
Yep.
So now you've got a woman running for president, and she's glowing, and she's got money, and all the rest of it. And everybody's glowing. We're getting another woman president. Wow. Stupid fools. Got silly little agendas. Brains the size of peas. What kind of country have we come to? See, this is what's happened. We've lost our virtue. And the Russians, Marxists know this. You cannot conquer a noble country, noble people. You cannot. You have to demoralize them. They have taken three, four generations. America was so strong and noble that it took four generations at least. Wait, even before I came to this country, I discovered it when I got on radio. I immediately got attacked. I go to England, bang. attacked again for my books. See, I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you read my books and see if you can handle it. But it will verify what's going on inside your head. I haven't had many people calling this evening because of my strident attitude. But Frederick kind of liked it, didn't you, Frederick?
I did, and it was it just woke me up. And thank you for the.
I'll give you one last piece of information.
Yes, sir.
Never love a woman with lust.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
If you love a woman, see, if you take a what do they call it? What do they call it? Ladies who give themselves out to pay money for sex.
A harlot?
Prostitute, yes. I haven't used that word for a long time. So if you took, if a prostitute, you find that somehow that she's a prostitute and you're sitting, she's giving you the eye and she sits at the table with you. And let's say you take her out to dinner. And she'll be willing to give herself to you, but you don't do it. I'm not here, in a manner of speaking, you say, with words or no words. I don't believe that. You see, I don't want you for that. I think I see a nice person in you. And it's not appropriate even to ask me. And she would love that. The chances are, she's a broken woman. And she takes pleasure in demoralizing men. She gets a certain pleasure in demoralizing them, because men demoralize themselves with their own wives and turn them into prostitutes and make themselves feel dirty. And women can't say the things I'm saying. But ladies, you do feel dirty sometimes when your husband only looks at you with a hungry, lustful look.
Yeah, and the lust for my wife was the reason that I drove her away. I pushed her away, and she
but know, she's a decent woman. Yeah, because when you're pulling up hell in her, don't you see that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're pulling up the spirit behind Eve that she wants to be saved from by your virtue. And you're not virtuous if you want something from that woman, because you haven't got it, God in yourself. So you make her the God, and everything is upside down. So you look to her, she rises to the occasion of your need, you turned her into a prostitute.
Yep.
That's what you did.
I did.
And with that prostitution comes the spirit of Eve into your soul and make you a drunk, a womanizer, pig. Okay. You're a nice guy, Frederick. Glad to have you. Welcome to life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to life. Go to my website, fhu.com. Download the 7-minute meditation. And if you want to call tonight till 11 o'clock p.m. West Coast time, it's 800-877. May I remind you, before I leave this hour, that this program is listener-sponsored. You will not get this anywhere, except on the stations who are gracious enough to put me on as a public service. I can say what I want, because the rep firms can't hurt me, because this is my own program. They've given this to me free. But it cost me money to put this on the air. I have to have a crew. I have to have engineers. I have to have a staff. It costs a lot of money. Keep me on the air, would you? Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Ransom Pass, Oregon 97528.